Today we begin a six-week sermon series that will look at biblical characters and what they have to teach us about ourselves and faith and life. Today we're going to look at Noah. In the coming weeks we will meet a new Ruth, Isaiah, Moses, the servant girl, and Joseph. In today's scripture lesson, we find the story of Noah and the great flood. The people on earth had become violent and evil and disobedient to God, and as the story goes, God decides to wipe all living things off the face of the earth. But in the midst of this disappointment, the eye of God falls upon Noah. Noah had been leading a righteous life in the midst of everything that had been going on, and God is inspired by that, so God reconsiders. God decides to show mercy to Noah and his family, and God gives Noah specific instructions for building a boat, and Noah obeys. Noah invites all the people to join him on the boat so that they can be saved, but the people laugh at him. Then comes the flood, then the wait for the waters to recede, and eventually God offers a rainbow as a promise that such a flood will never happen again. Well, this is an interesting story. There are so many places we could go with this story. We could wonder about a God who would decide to destroy the whole earth. We could talk about this story and look at its truthfulness, even though it might not be fully factual. We could do those things, but this series is on faith mentors, so instead we're going to look at Noah and what we can learn specifically from him and his actions. First, Noah teaches us that we need to be willing to stand out and stand apart. He teaches us of the importance of doing and saying what is right, regardless of what others do and say, to behave in right ways, even when others don't, to be guided by our values and not by our party or any other label that we might claim. Second, Noah teaches us the importance of being willing to do something new. There had never been a flood like this before, so the people didn't understand what Noah was doing. It didn't make sense to them. Maybe they even thought Noah was kind of nuts. But Noah was far more concerned with following his calling than looking foolish. He was willing to take risks. He didn't allow the words, "it's never been done," or "it's been done before and didn't work," to prevent him from moving forward in faith. And finally, Noah reminds us that one person, just one person, can make a difference that changes the world. Noah chose wisely and lived righteously, living a life of integrity and obedience to God. Positively influences ourselves, but it also influences many other people and even all people. Noah's integrity and his obedience saved his family and ultimately the world. You see, people benefit when we do what is right and good and honorable and helpful. What Noah did was to create a chain of positivity. Noah made a difference. And when we, like Noah, live with integrity, when we stand up for someone or some cause, when we are willing to try something new, when we are willing to take risks and take action, we can make a difference too. In fact, we are making a difference. It really matters to our community and beyond that this congregation is here. Like Noah, we are making a difference that has impact today and will have impact for the future. This week we think of Martin Luther King Jr. and his influence and impact in the civil rights movement. how his legacy continues to challenge us to work for equality and create a more just society for all people. Please see your bulletin events for today and tomorrow that you can participate in, including an interfaith worship service today and tomorrow, a breakfast and a march and a rally. Another good idea is to see the movie Just Mercy. I know many of you have seen that recently, and engage in conversation about it. In our Christ in Crisis conversation groups, we have been talking a lot about the sin of racism and how we as a church need to make it clear that all people are equally God's beloved and equal heirs of the love and grace of God and must be treated as such. We have also been reflecting on how limited our connections are with people who are different from us, and so we are intentionally looking for ways to expand our circle of those who influence and impact us and us them. You see, it makes a difference when we open ourselves to people and experience and ideas different from our own. Who do you need to enter into relationship with so that you see things in new ways? It makes a difference. I was delighted this week when a church member wrote up for the newsletter a column with a variety of ways we can be more involved in social justice, both congregationally and as a community. Each month, we would like to offer specific suggestions for actions for justice, simple ways to make a difference. Do you want to help make a difference in that way? Talk with our mission and social justice chairs, Karen Alseth and Kate Campbell. Talk with Jean Walsh. Talk with me. Other church members wrote up a newsletter article this week giving important information and considerations about the requirement for every state and every county to provide consent for refugee resettlement by June 1st, 2020. And if this consent isn't given, it will be viewed as a denial of refugee resettlement. The St. Louis County Board listened to community members speak about that this past week, actually the 7th of January, and they voted to postpone the decision until their May meeting. We need to be informed about this because our stance on this must be a reflection of our commitment to following Jesus Christ. It must be in response to our theology, the way we understand God calling us to think and be. Christians are called to provide refuge and welcome. And our task is to find helpful, sustainable ways to follow that calling. When you feel God leading you to take a stand, when you feel God leading you to take action on that stand, we want you to follow God's calling, and here in this church, we will help you do so. And even when we don't all agree on issues and actions, we know that we will all grow as followers of Christ in profound ways when we talk about and act on the issues of the day. You see, that's what it takes to make a difference. When I think about making a difference, I think about the work of our sustainability team. They have done many things to help us care better for our earth, leading us in recycling and composting, encouraging us to not use straws and other plastics, providing compostable bags, educating us on the science of the environment and our calling as God's people to care for the gift of creation. Since coming here, I now refuse straws. I most often use cloth bags for shopping, and am thinking much more about my environmental impact. And that is because of the faith mentoring of our earth stewards among us. Is that true for you too? We have some huge news. Our church will be the location for Twin Cities WCCO meteorologist Paul Douglas to give a presentation on April 4th. His topic, Caring for Creation, A Christian's Perspective of Climate Change. Plan to come yourself and invite others to come. I think this place will be full. You see, we are making a difference in the environment, and we are growing enthusiasm and commitment here in this place and in our community. When I think of making a difference, I think about our driving team, who every Sunday morning pick up and later take home people who need a ride to worship. They make it possible for folks to be here. Not only do they provide a ride, but they provide companionship and loving care, and it matters. We need more people to join in the rotation to provide rides regularly or occasionally. Let the church office or Carl Lindgren or Mary Giese know if you feel led to make a difference in this way. When I think of making a difference, I think about our lay pastors and their leader, Linda Wigg, our parish nurse. Each lay pastor signs up for a week a few times each year, and during that week they make phone calls and visits to those in our congregation who need love and care from their faith community. And once a year, they bring folks together for a lunch and a communion service here. By visiting people and praying with them, they make a real difference, and people experience the love of God in profound ways. If you are feeling a calling to make a difference in this way, please talk with Linda Wigg or with me. When I think about making a difference, I think of those among us who no longer are able to physically do the things they once were able to do, but they pray regularly for our church and community and for our people and for all the ministry happening. The people who speak words of affirmation and encouragement and drop notes to offer kind words. People who talk about our congregation in positive ways, which attract other people to come and see what is happening. People who welcome new people and receive change, not just accepting it, but receive it with positivity and joy. People who make financial gifts, big and small, to make ministry happen. People whose loving, positive presence inspires us all to make a difference. When I think about making a difference, I think of something that happened within the Priscilla Circle just this past week. Jesse Skumatz noticed an urgent request from Harbor House Crisis Center. They needed items for a soon-to-be-born baby boy. A few days later, her circle was meeting, and she mentioned it to the group. Everyone was interested in helping. Within about a day and a half, they had a huge amount of the needed items. Jesse delivered these items and learned of other items that would be helpful. I put those items in your weekly email. Please consider donating. In less than 2 days, a miracle of love happened, and the Priscilla Circle made a difference. There are so many ways we can make a difference as we live out our faith. The examples I've given are but a few of our current happenings. Beloved ones, it makes a difference here in this place and in our community and even in our world that this church exists. So let's keep supporting and encouraging each other. Let's keep welcoming new ideas. Let's keep trying new things. Let's keep taking risks so that we can keep making a difference. One last making a difference story for today. Something almost all of us participated in, either through prayers, financial gifts, or donation of items or time. Our Christmas offering. Our Christmas giving this year, it was beautifully generous and loving. We gave to the Philippines Capstone, purchasing medical equipment such as thermometers and blood pressure machines for the St. Scholastica mission trip led by our own Gina Diaz. We gave $500 plus supplies. We had a hat and mitten tree out by the welcome desk, and we forgot to take an actual count, but the tree was so full that twice we had to put out plastic bins to place donations in. Those hats and mittens will go to Chum to hand out to people in need. Our Christmas financial offering, special end-of-the-year giving to the mission and ministry of our congregation, was $4,139. Additionally, several church groups adopted families to provide Christmas gifts and needed items, including tires. Gift cards were given to me to distribute to those in need, and surely there was other such giving by individuals and groups that represent this congregation. And then there was our Advent Christmas baskets, with items requested in them for Chum Shelter and Food Shelf. We collected 120 baskets. Do you remember them sitting up here? If each averaged $50, that would be about $6,000 in needed items for the food shelf and shelter. Plus, donations of $425 were given, representing up to 9 more baskets of supplies. The total food donation was 1,516 pounds, about enough to supply needs at the food shelf for 2 weeks. That gives you an idea of how great the need is in our community. Our own Pat Miller created a video of this project and its impact. Let's end with that expression of making a difference. Take a look.
Executive Director of Chum, and we got an enormous amount of things this morning from the Copper Top Church, First United Methodist Church. There are two deliveries, tens of trucks in each one, one with food for the food shelf, and then here for hygiene supplies, socks, mittens, more stuff than I've seen in a long, long time. And so I know that the hundreds of people who come to Chum and to the warming centers will be really, really happy because of this. We just thank the Coppertop for the generosity of spirit this great season. So thank you to you. Great job. Well done.
Way to make a difference. Way to be the church. Amen.